BBC Sport presents. Footage shows Lionel Messi as a young boy scoring a goal. Messi. A montage then shows various team strips Messi's worn and mesmerising footage of him on the ball.
Messi, give it to him and pray.
That's all of Messi!
Goal! It had to be Messi!
Jubilant fans wearing Argentina shirts, then a Barcelona team bus and Messi shaking hands with a waiting supporter as he enters a venue and signs autographs.
It's not easy to be always at the peak of your game. It's basically impossible. But he made it feel like it was possible.
Messi curls a free kick into the goal.
He's always a few seconds before the rest.
He's doing it at a speed that no one else works at.
The talent's just incredible.
Another goal, a celebration with a teammate. Then Messi in a bow tie and dinner jacket. They barely move.
Messi collects, Messi scores!
An image of Messi with a halo, then him beating a goalkeeper and raising various gleaming trophies aloft as photos are taken.
Everyone will remember him as the greatest.
Lights flash as he runs out onto a pitch. The rooftops of a city stretching away into the sunshine. Barcelona, 2021. The stadium from above, then Messi at a press conference.
Nobody could really believe that he would go somewhere. He's Leo Messi. He's supposed to finish his career in Barcelona.
A tearful Messi takes a deep breath and says, "Today I have to say goodbye after many years of my life." With his wife and sons watching, he continues, "I gave everything to this club and this shirt. Simply, thank you, everyone." As Messi stands at the lectern, struggling to control his emotions, those attending the press conference, including many Barcelona teammates, get to their feet to applaud him. He had an empty look, as if he couldn't believe it. It was totally unexpected. A still image of Messi wiping his eyes.
Messi's Barça. Barça's Messi. Messi es Barça. Es el símbolo del Barça. Ha dado años de gloria.
Messi lifts a long-range free kick over the wall to score.
They think in Barcelona, Messi is one of them, a Catalan.
Messi being hugged by teammates. Then in a match, crossing himself and pointing skywards, holding up his Barcelona shirt. Chanting crowds in the streets outside the stadium as Messi gets into a car. Murals depicting national footballers, including Messi, on a wall in Rosario, Argentina. The Messi family home. Then Christian Martin, journalist.
The Messis are a typical Rosario family, humble, from a working class background. You could see those values, the family values, in Leo, you know. He married Antonella, his childhood girlfriend. From the neighborhood, he's still very close to that area, to his friends.
Walter Barrera, childhood friend. He was very competitive as a child. He wanted to win everything. He was a close friend, a good classmate. He had all the best qualities. A school photo.
Nos gustaba mucho jugar.
We loved to play lots of different games. We had a lovely childhood. A photo shows a young Messi in costume, taking part in a play. Graffiti art on a wall, featuring the name Leo. When I stopped by for him, you could hear the thud of a ball hitting the wall. He would come out with the ball under his arm, say, "What's up?" and we'd go out to play football. Home footage from 1993 shows Messi playing for a team as a young boy. Wearing a number 10 shirt, he dribbles past several opposition players, changing direction to avoid being tackled, before slotting the ball into the net. He became the talk of the neighborhood. People said this boy was the new Maradona. Messi's interviewed after a match. "You were the best player on the pitch, did you know that?" "No." "How did you score the goal?" "Throw in from Federico Rosso. Guigini played it to Luca. Luca passed it to me and I scored." "Who do you dedicate this trophy to?" "My father, my family, my uncle and everyone I know." 1996. Footage shows a young Messi beating several players and striking a shot with his left foot that the keeper saves. He then dodges tackles on another run and this time beats the keeper at the far post. His teammates surround him. Then later, footage shows him as an older boy, still wearing number 10 and dribbling through the midfield to smash the ball past a diving keeper with his left foot. A statue on a tall column of a man with one arm raised, pointing off into the distance. Barcelona. A plane in flight against a blue sky. The year 2000. Messi's being filmed combing his hair. "My name is Lionel Messi, I'm 13 years old, and I'm a forward." "What did you do when you arrived in Barcelona?" "We got to know Barcelona." Messi keeps the ball in the air, doing headers. "How was your first day of training? Were you nervous?" "Yes, at first, but I got used to it." Teammate Cesc Fabregas.
"He was a very small kid. He didn't speak. He was very, very shy. The first training session we had with Leo, I was playing a bit more of a defensive midfielder, and we were doing this exercise of one against one. In my head, I'm thinking that I'm going to get the ball easy, you know, from him, because I like to go on the floor and I like to tackle. But then I was seeing that he was coming with, the speed was not normal. He was coming very, very fast at me. And I was already shocked because I remember falling on the floor. You know, I lost stability and he scored the goal. So from that moment, I said, hold on a second, we need to take this boy very, very seriously.
Messi says, "It's wonderful to play in Barcelona, the biggest club in the world. It's very special." Cesc Fabregas.
"Before, it was not that normal to see players at that age coming from so far. We were all from the area, Barcelona. If you were very good, they could take you from somewhere in Spain. So of course, you know, seeing someone coming from so far away at such a young age, we all thought, wow, this boy must be something really special."
Journalist Guillaume Balaguer.
"Once in Barcelona, things didn't work smoothly, and 6 months after arrival, there was a turning point of everybody's life. Leo's dad and mom, Celia and Jorge, had been together since they were teenagers. Sister was an adapting. Matias, he had a girlfriend back in Rosario. It was a time to decide, do we stay in Barcelona or do we go back to Rosario? They sat around a table, the whole family. Leo, what do you want to do? And Leo said, I want to succeed. I want to be at Barcelona. I want to be a professional player. The consequences of that, they hadn't told Leo, of course, is that meant that mom will take sister and the two brothers back to Rosario and dad will stay with him."
Messi says, "It was a big change. I didn't have the chance to see my family much. It was difficult."
You need to be mentally very, very strong. You need to have a special character. Otherwise, you don't succeed. There is so many moments where you feel weak, where your head mislead you a little bit, that you want to go back to your family, you want to go back to your habits, to your grandparents, to your friends, to playing football where you started. So I'm sure it was very tough, but I want to believe that, you know, we were good kids as well, and we tried always to be next to him and help him as much as we could.
There were moments, a lot of moments, where I'm sure Leo must have, if not doubted, at least wondered what he's done to his family. And often he would go into his room and put his head under the pillow and cry. And he did that so his dad didn't hear him cry, because he then, at 14, 15, realized that because of his decision, he couldn't get it wrong. And basically, now it was his time to deliver.
2003. Playing for Barcelona, Messi shrugs off an attempted tackle and slips the ball past an opponent. Then he runs into the penalty box, avoids challenges and slides the ball into the net. An interview. Many people are getting to know Leo Messi. You've now signed a professional contract with Barcelona Football Club. Yes, last week they called me. It's a great joy. It's not common that at 16 years old you're already a professional. After Cesc left to England, many people thought, don't let Messi go. Cesc is watching the interview as Messi replies, that's what they thought, but I'm happy at Barca. I want to stay here forever.
Gerard Piqué also left the year after me, and Gerard and I, we were from Barcelona. We were there because maybe we were the best in Barcelona, not because they saw us in Argentina 12 years old and they thought we could be one of the best players in the world.
Messi says, I scored 5 goals and I hope to always score. Teammate, Henrik Larsson.
Hello. First time I saw him actually was when we went to pre-season tour to Asia with Barcelona, and it was my second year there. And you're a lot of young players and the regular squad, and Leo was coming with us, and I haven't seen him playing football, but obviously I understood that if he's with us he can play a little bit. And I remember talking to Giovanni van Bronckhorst after the first practice, I said, who's that guy? And he said, it's Lionel Messi, he's from Barca B, he's gonna come and play with us. And I said, well, he can play. His character back then was quiet, reading in the situation. At the time, Ronaldinho was the main man in the dressing room. He was number 10. What he could do with the ball was just incredible.
From Ronaldinho samba dancing on a football pitch to beating players in games and doing keepy-uppies in training sessions. Ronaldinho finds the top corner with a strike from outside the box, and he steps off the team bus in a hat and sunglasses. Teammate Maxi Lopez.
When I joined Barcelona, when I arrived in the changing room, Ronaldinho put me aside. And he started to speak with me, and he said, whatever you need, I'm here for you. He did exactly the same with Leo. Him, Deco, they were superstars, but they were so humble. With Leo, he understand he will become in the future one of the greatest of all time, you know? So he was there for every single moment.
2005. Ronaldinho chips the ball to Messi, who lifts it over the keeper. Then they celebrate together.
When I saw Ronaldinho, I thought, this is the best footballer I will ever see. Up until that day. Ronaldinho handled everything with a smile.
He cuts inside and scores.
Leo is a little bit more introvert, but I think saw what it takes to be the main man.
A photo of Messi and Ronaldinho together. You're a young boy of few words. Yes, everyone says the same. When I play, I forget about everything, and that's where I like to talk.
Messi se va a meter en el área. Sigue Messi. Ahí está Messi.
Leo Messi has brought the Camp Nou to life.
Maxi Lopez.
We were meeting without Leo. Sometimes we were speaking about his talent, and we were making like some kind of plans to make him grow in the best way. In that meeting, it was Deco, Ronaldinho, Puyol, Xavi, people who made the history, not only in Barcelona, but in football world.
Vale, vale, perfecto. Una claqueta. Venga, somi.
Teammate Xavi. Leo was extremely shy. We shared a room once in Japan. He didn't say a single word. He was so shy. Because I shared a room with him, he trusted me. We adopted him in the dressing room. We said we have to take things step by step. But I also think that the big stars, mainly Ronaldinho, they saw that this kid could make them better.
Vieron que este chico incluso a ellos les podía hacer mejor.
Germany, World Cup, 2006.
Claudia Schiffer und Pili.
Journalist Marcela Mora Iaracho.
For the 2006 World Cup, the whole FIFA machinery is now making a thing about Messi. And so there's buildings in Germany with his picture, and there's a lot riding on this expectation.
Jan Leo would have just won the Youth World Cup, and he was part of that generation of young players coming through with Ossia Beckerman as a manager.
Messi, in a photo of the Argentina national squad.
Listen to the roar that greets this young man. It's only his eighth cap. His nickname is the Flea.
In front we play me and Saviola and Tevez and Riquelme. We were a great team. He's coming and join us as a number 23 or 22 in terms of the list.
Teammates Herman Crespo, then Lionel Scaloni, who says, at training before the World Cup, we saw that he was different because the things he did weren't normal. He was a boy that was pure energy. He wanted to take on the world.
Everyone wants to see Messi, and Messi's already a name and a thing, but he's never played World Cup.
He was a really young player, but at the same time show us everything he can do it.
Receiving the ball on the edge of the box, Messi blasts it past the keeper, then hugs a teammate as Argentina fans celebrate.
Beckerman plays Messi not that much in that World Cup. And in fact, when Argentina go out to Germany, Messi's on the bench.
It's Germany!
It would have been incredible to have him play against Germany, and it was honestly frustrating. There's a picture of him that says it all. An image of Messi on the bench with his arms folded.
This is the one instance, I think, in the history of world football where it was unanimous that people were furious that Messi didn't play. Messi was furious, the Argentinian FA were furious, the fans were furious, the journalists were furious, possibly FIFA were furious.
When you are eliminated after the World Cup, everyone wants to find a guilty. Every of us wants to, if I change that or that, to change the history. The history, you never change it.
A photo of Messi through the window of a team bus, then the red and blue striped flag of Barcelona Football Club fluttering in the breeze. The stadium from above, flags against a bright blue sky, then Messi controlling a pass and slotting the ball past the keeper.
Leo started to accumulate games and started to score goals. and to be different. Those 2 years, 2006, 2007, were a turning point.
I was playing for Espanyol, and he was in the other side of the city. He has some friends, but he was shy, and I felt like I need to look after him. I need to make sure that he's always good and surrounded by nice people, because in football, when you become a star, everyone wants to come and be your friend.
Teammate, Pablo Zabaleta.
I was the only one to drive, so I used to take him a few times to some restaurant, and I remember his father talking and saying, please, take care of him, you know, look after Leo. For me, it was like having imagine, £80 million next to me. The main thing, it was just to drop Messi off in his house and safe and all that. Nobody knew me. I was playing for the other team of the city, but everyone knew Messi.
Henrik Larsson.
You started to see Rijkaard wanted to play more, because obviously, even on this high level, he could have great use of Lionel. At one point, he scored when he wanted to score.
Ahí está Messi.
At a time where you don't give 17-year-olds opportunities, especially at Barcelona, the manager will demand players that are already matured and that allow Barcelona to win. It wasn't the done thing to get youngsters through. Yes, at some point, for instance, Iniesta started making an impact when he was 23, Xavi when he was 22. At 17, it wasn't the done thing. But Frank gave him the opportunity.
Frank, for me, was the best coach I had. He had the right word in every single moment for any one of us.
Xavi. Rijkaard was intelligent. He used him in small doses, introduced him slowly.
Frank could see the context of the situation, could see how important it was that in the first few years there wasn't so much demand towards Messi. He became like an older brother to Leo.
I think he was lucky to have the first coach, Frank, because Frank was different.
He always told him, Leo, you are a winger right now because you've got pace and you can influence the game a lot in there, but you are going to be at some point the main focal point. It'll be under me or under somebody else, because you're going to grow to become a player that wins games.
Xavi, Messi, consigue el recorte ante...
Receiving the ball just inside his own half, and now long-haired Messi runs it half the length of the pitch, weaving through the opposition players to score.
Golazo de Messi!
Headlines read... The foot of God, Maradona's goal, and Diego Armando Messi. When you read this, what do you think, Leo? I'm very happy the way it happened, but I must stay calmer than ever. Maradona's goal against England is shown interspersed with footage of Messi's.
But here's Maradona again.
Has Bochaga to his left and Valdano to his left. He won't need any of them. You have to say that's magnificent.
Everybody said it's like the Maradona magic is back in the feet of this guy from Rosario.
You're a football genius.
How do you compare yourself to Maradona if you're Argentine? I mean, the two goals that Maradona scored against England in 1986 were living out an Argentine fantasy.
He already... had become the big hope of Argentinian football. But of course, what everybody wanted is not just that he becomes the leader of Argentina and makes them win the World Cup, as Maradona had done. People wanted him to be Maradona.
Footage shows Maradona scoring, celebrating, singing with teammates in the dressing room and dancing on the pitch, and giving interviews to the waiting press.
Maradona, Maradona, Maradona. Diego brought so much joy to the Argentinian people.
I think he's a god. We wanted to be like him. He was a very strong influence in our lives.
If you're creating a narrative, you want disaster as well as a triumph. And Maradona had that. And he wins the World Cup.
Ricky Villa, everyone knows him, respects him, admires him. You say his name and everyone stops what they're doing.
Y además, la gran revancha del fútbol tenis. Diego, esta vez con Crespo.
Stars playing football tennis in a TV studio.
Proyección mundial. Tevez y Messi.
Gary Lineker.
The truth is, in terms of football, they are so similar. Off the pitch, they're massively different. Diego is a huge personality off the pitch as well. Massive ego, huge following everywhere he went. His life was madness. Messi's quiet and much calmer off the field.
Journalist Jonathan Wilson.
Maradona, from the very moment he arrives, people realise this is... I mean, his nickname immediately was El Pibador, the golden urchin, the golden child, the golden boy. It's that he looks like the ideal of an Argentinian, and that he has this very dramatic life story. And so I guess that's the pressure. He is always being compared directly to Maradona, but until he wins a World Cup, he's never going to match him for Argentinians.
Who's your idol? Maradona. You have Maradona's traits, dribbling with your left foot. Do you want to imitate him? A young Messi shakes his head. No. Argentina flags on poles outside a grand stone building in Rosario, Argentina. A giant poster of Messi adorns the side of a high-rise building. Messi's childhood school. Teacher Andrea Sosa passes under an arched colonnade and through a yellow door. I taught him when he was 10 or 11 years old. He was small, quiet. He didn't cause any trouble. But he was small, so he'd sit in the front row. The bell would ring for break and they'd go running out to play football. It was difficult to bring them back because they enjoyed it so much. The dribbling that you see him do now, I used to watch him do that here in the school playground. He's introverted. That's the way he is. But we allowed him to express himself at football and not tell him off for things that he wasn't so good at. 2000, an aerial view of residential buildings. Messi and other boys at a theme park. Diego Schwartzstein, doctor. He was remarkably gifted, but he was a remarkably small boy. One day I got a call from the club's medical department. They asked me if there was anything I could do to help this kid grow taller. There's no treatment that can overcome the genes that we each have. But in Leo's case, we found that he had a growth hormone deficiency. Guillaume Balaguer.
Have you seen that advertisement of a rabbit with drums? He's got two batteries, that rabbit. You take one, it stops. Messi had only one, couldn't grow naturally. What the hormones did once they identified that he had a growth problem was to make him grow naturally.
The treatment was to replace his growth hormone.
That was already a test to his endurance and his mental strength, because he just had to get his little thing, open it, injection, just put it into his leg and move on. And to see an 11-year-old doing that must have been a shock.
In 2000, Argentina was affected by a huge social crisis, and the social support network fell apart. Leo's treatment was interrupted. That was a problem. That's when Barcelona appeared. Guillaume Balaguer.
The way they worked at the time was that agents proposed players to the club. And there were agents that were close to Barcelona, like Jose Maria Minguella. He told to Barcelona that it would be a good idea to get him, and the reaction from the club was like a 12-year-old from Argentina. That wasn't done. And all right, they convinced Barcelona to do a trial for Leo. Charlie Reixac, the director of football at the time, arrived, started walking as the game was going on, was looking at what Messi was doing. Must have been 1 minute, two. Sits on the bench and tells the coaches, exactly why you haven't signed that guy yet? because he was outstanding. There was a meeting in a tennis club, and I think it was Charlie who asked for a napkin, paper napkin and a pen, and just wrote a few conditions. And, you know, I, Charlie Leshak, agrees that Leo Messi would be a player. Barcelona signed it and gave it to Bingueya, hoping that that was enough. And yes, that was enough.
11-year-old Messi remarks in an interview, "I was sad to leave, but also happy about where I was going to." 2008-09. Messi dribbling past players and scoring sensational goals for Barcelona. He controls the ball with his chest before scoring on the half volley. Barcelona are crowned champions and Messi's beside Thierry Henry. Then his teammates lift Messi onto their shoulders as he holds the trophy. Messi and his teammates pose with several trophies. Pablo Zabaleta.
Watching this Barcelona team was brilliant. That was Pep's first experience as a coach in Barcelona with probably the best Messi, with prime Leo.
Pep improved Messi and Messi improved Pep. They were perfect together.
That was probably the best team he played in at Barcelona at that time. I mean, they were so strong, weren't they, with Iniesta and Xavi and Piqué and Puig, all these wonderfully gifted players. So if you've got a great team behind you, that's going to help you. However great you are, you do need a team.
Gary Lineker. Barcelona and Manchester United walk out in the Champions League final, 2009. Cristiano Ronaldo shifts side to side as the teams line up. Rio Ferdinand.
We were ready for Messi, yeah. We thought. We'd played against him before and we'd locked him down. But this was a different Messi. This was Messi who had more freedom to run around and pop up anywhere and surprise you.
A Messi shot from outside the box is just over.
If you were picking out the five best players in the world, Messi, Ronaldo, right? Xavi, Iniesta, and many would argue Busquets. So four of the top five players in the world, arguably, are playing in that one team. Hold on, and they had Pep Guardiola. Do you know what I mean?
Guardiola pats the back of Messi's head before the restart.
What I used to do a lot is gamble on the lack of ability to be able to get the ball past me. Problem was, the person on the ball was Xavi.
See?
You've got to know your players, you know who you're dealing with.
Xavi lofts a curling right-footed cross into the box.
When Messi scores the header, and everyone says, it's like, size of you, size of him. An outrageous header, really. He hasn't scored many of them in his career, but he's done it in the big moment.
Images of Messi and his Barcelona teammates collecting their Champions League medals and the coveted trophy. Xavi, with Leo on the pitch, everything is much easier. Maybe the team isn't playing well, but he makes the difference. Messi and teammates on an open-top bus parade.
Messi!
Samarat Messi.
Teammates bustle Messi to the front of a staging area, and with a microphone he tells fans, "We're going to win everything. We're going to celebrate again. Thank you for everything. Visca el Barça y visca Catalunya."
Barcelona ended up winning absolutely everything because he was the best player in the world at the time.
The thing about him is that he took it naturally. You know, for him, it's in his veins, it's in his blood. He just wants to win at any cost. Whatever he needs to do, he will do to win.
Cesc Fabregas. South Africa, World Cup. Christian Martin.
Leo always wanted to win something with Argentina. He said many, many times that he will swap all his individual awards for winning something with Argentina.
2010, Messi heads down a corridor and then Maradona walks along singing.
In 2010, as always, the expectations were very high.
Vamos, vamos, Argentina!
Messi is the best player in the world! Better than Maradona, better than anybody, better than Ronaldo, Messi!
Diego Maradona in charge, with a very good group of players, with Leo, with a few years under his belt as the main player.
The relationship was very good. Diego loved Leo, and for Leo, Diego obviously was a hero.
Teammate, Javier Mascherano. Maradona in a dugout, giving a thumbs up to the camera, then coaching Messi and kissing the team on the cheek before a match.
He ended up in this disaster.
World Cup quarterfinal 2010.
It's four!
Getting destroyed by Germany.
Maradona's Argentina are out.
I think the expectation to have in the same squad Leo and also Diego as a manager was difficult.
Things got very volatile between Diego Maradona and the whole Argentina football world.
Maradona thrived on conflict. His fuel was this very nice word from Argentinian slang, this bronca. Argentina against the world, him against the other players. He really fed off this sense of conflict. I think Messi is evolutionary more advanced, and rather than thriving on conflict, he thrives on cooperation, which is really, in a kind of evolutionary term, survival has always come about through cooperation rather than competition. And so Messi needs to be part of a well-oiled, harmonious machinery that is about him being in a cooperative system.
We're at Wembley, and it's the 2011 Champions League final, arguably the biggest game in football.
Xavi says, besides having the best player in the world ever, we were a team that worked together to apply pressure. And he also created that intensity from his position in attack or out on the wing.
The finals where we caught Barcelona, unfortunately for us, we were facing the best team in the world with one of the best players that's ever put on a pair of football boots. I look at it now and think, you know what, how unlucky is that, really? To get to two finals and we bump into them. It's a liberty, really. It shouldn't be allowed.
Xavi, on to the unmarked Pedro! And it's a goal for Barcelona, and it's been coming all...
Messi was just like, no eye contact, nothing. He just separated himself. He just played away from you, and then all of a sudden he'd turn up, bang. Felix Ferguson said that he should have put Jason Park on him, maybe. If anyone could have done it, he would have been the guy. But I've watched some of the clips in that game, and he moves Jason Park about, moves him, see you later. He would have slowed him down, maybe, which maybe would have been enough. But does that stop prime-time Lionel Messi? I very much doubt it. I don't think one player can do it.
Iniesta, Messi still lurking deep. The ball played between Xavi and Iniesta once more. Messi's available. Messi gets the ball back. Scurries forward. Left foot shot. What a goal!
Messi grips his shirt and kicks a field mic before soaking up the adulation of Barca fans.
El Barça es campeón de Europa.
I remember standing on the pitch and just going, "Just we just need to get off there because they took our soul, basically." And Messi was the main ingredient.
Rio Ferdinand. Xavi says he made all the difference. It was perfect. The best player won. The best player won. Gary Lineker.
The Pep years were probably the start of Messi's peak. It's been a long peak.
Messi scoring.
I get a bit carried away by Messi. I don't mind admitting that. Because he fills me with joy.
If I had one game left on Earth, I'd watch Messi. Because Messi stirs the soul.
When Leo plays, I don't switch channels. I'm glued to the screen.
Never fails to take the breath away. He does four or five things in every game I would never have been able to do once in my entire career.
He's running with the ball tighter controlled than anyone, quicker than anybody, and the agility to be able to change direction. All with his head up. Just a wonderful footballer, man. Just, like, can't even put it into words how good he is.
Having left several opposition players on the deck, Messi sprints with the ball, wrong-foots a defender and scores low into the far corner.
Sometimes I thought about it, like, if it was me who scored that many goals, like, how would you feel? You know, because sometimes I score a goal. I scored only one hat-trick in my career and I was, like, I couldn't sleep for 2 days. But he must have felt this every game he plays.
Fabregas. Messi is passed the Ballon d'Or trophy by teammates and says, while holding a glass of bubbly, I want to toast Xavi and Andre. They deserve this as much as me. Henry Winter, journalist.
There doesn't seem too much of an ego with him. I remember being at a Barcelona game once, sort of backstage, and he walked past with all the other Barcelona players. And it was almost like a sort of school trip, you know, with Xavi and Iniesta. But he just didn't, he wasn't leading things, just seemed part of the team.
Many of our superstars, they're much bigger personalities off the pitch as well. He's not. He's the opposite. He keeps himself to himself. So he's a little bit of an enigma in that sense.
I do remember interviewing him in Barcelona once, and after the interview, I was waiting in the car park and there were loads of tourists going to the museum and the shop and people milling about, and there was a guy that worked at the stadium chatting to a younger guy who was leaning against the car eating an apple, and it took me quite a while to realise that the younger guy was Messi. You know, nobody noticed he was there. I don't know what that is, but I know that other players, even of that same Barcelona team, would have garnered more attention in a public space like that.
Xavi remarks, Leo does not exist beyond the football pitch. Maradona had a life outside football. He was almost a politician, a public speaker. Leo is 100% football. He's a family man. He has three kids. His wife Antonella is lovely. He has a very good family structure.
His wife is his childhood sweetheart. There's nothing wrong with that, that's fine, that's great. But there's a sense that a lot of things in his life are exactly the same now as they were when he was sort of 15, 16. And I guess, you know, his lifestyle hasn't changed that much. You turn up to training, you know, do your training, do your fitness work, go home and play a bit of PlayStation.
There's something about him that just makes him not stand out unless he's on the pitch.
Marcela Moura e Araujo. Brazil World Cup. Argentina fans. Messi leads the Argentina team along a players' tunnel.
2014 World Cup, millions of Argentina descend on Brazil. The teams play well. Leo played very, very well. We get to the final with a lot of hope.
Carles Puyol carries the 2014 World Cup final trophy onto the pitch. Pablo Zabaleta.
They all expect Leo to win and do everything. At some point, it was so much pressure on Leo. He's not a person who doesn't like to talk too much. He said a few words before the game against Germany. As a leader, you don't need to speak all the time. Sometimes you have leaders in the team that they probably don't speak too much, but then in the right moment to talk to someone is the moment to say something and everyone listen. Guys, we're in the World Cup final. Whatever happens today, if we win, we lose, just let enjoy the game. And now, that coming from Leo, that he's been in Champions League final, he's one of the greatest players in the world, but he knew that that day and that game was special. It was a dream for him, being in the World Cup final as well.
The gold, Jules Rimet trophy, and then Messi steely-eyed and focused.
The difference is big, winning or losing the World Cup, because If you win, you could say for the rest of your lives, I'm a World Cup champion.
The flag has stayed down this time. Messi's missed. With the crowd just waiting to roar.
If you lose, it's like, how long is it going to take again to be in a World Cup final? So that's why that day is like...
Schürrle working it in. Chance for Götze!
He took the cross on his chest and volleyed it home.
Germany are champions of the world!
Javier Mascherano is in tears, as is a young Argentina fan in the stands.
After the game, it was like... It was terrible. We were all crying like babies because, you know, it was very close.
Still hurting.
Christian Martin, a downcast Messi after the match.
Well, there's the extraordinary image at the end of that game when Messi's presented with the Player of the Tournament award and he looks totally devastated. You know, he's trying to be polite, but his face is saying, I just want to get out of here.
Mascherano.
When you lose a World Cup final, you don't need to say anything.
Messi frowning after accepting the tournament's best player trophy.
A few pictures of Leo looking at the World Cup. A tough one to take, you know.
You want to see the best player of the modern age having a great tournament in the greatest tournament.
Marcelo Mora Iarrajo.
Shortly afterwards, the mood changed.
Fans comment, he is a loser. He doesn't have the balls. I always encouraged him, but enough. He is lazy. He is a lie. You can't compare him to Maradona.
There was this extraordinary demand from Argentina that because he performed so fantastically with Barcelona, he somehow had decided not to perform that well with Argentina.
Although Messi still speaks with an Argentinian accent, he eats Argentinian food, although he watches Argentinian films, listens to Argentinian music, there's still a sense in Argentina he's a bit European. I remember being in Santa Fe and the bloke reading out the teams for the game said, you know, wearing the 10, the greatest player in the world, Lionel Messi, sort of half-hearted applause, and wearing the 11, the player of the people, El Jugador del Pueblo, Carlos Tevez, everybody goes berserk, because Tevez was seen as being more truly Argentinian.
Familia. Messi's voice. My family and friends, even my six-year-old son, asked me, why are you killed in Argentina? Why don't they want you there? An image of Messi in the number 10 shirt for Argentina with his head in his hand.
There's no sense that his genius has been hard-wrought. There's no sense of any kind of suffering. And I think there's a feeling, not just in Argentina, but that geniuses should somehow suffer for their greatness. And Maradona, that was front and centre, whereas Messi... And it's ridiculous to criticise somebody for this. It's just been season after season after season of relentless excellence. And particularly for somebody who's never played league football in Argentina, that creates that sense of distance.
Messi says, to get blamed and cursed with no apparent remorse? I was surprised. I'd never seen it done to another player. Jonathan Wilson.
I think 2016 was the big change.
A silver trophy and a flag for Argentina.
The Copa America is the Euros of South America. To get to the final is very hard. It's not easy games.
So in 2015, Argentina played Chile in the final. 3-0, lost on penalties. Same thing happens in 2016 in the US in the Copa America Centenario. And it's Messi who misses the penalty.
Todo mundo filmando, todo mundo fotografando. O melhor do mundo bate o pênalti. Partiu Messi, bateu! Pra fora! Isolou!
The shot goes over the bar.
Perde Messi!
We lost three finals, 3 years in a row. So that's where the pressure started to build.
The next penalty is scored and Chile win the cup.
Oh, é do Chile campeão! Messi se desespera, Messi não acredita.
He looked visibly like someone who just can't take it anymore.
Messi in the dugout with his head in his hands again.
It was a very difficult moment for us. That was the third final that we lost in a row. So we were very, very sad.
I cried that day, you know, it broke my heart. He burst into tears in the middle of a pitch. I said, how can we come to this, you know?
Here it comes.
Messi tells waiting journalists, I told my teammates, I'm thinking a lot. For me, the national team is over. Are you resigning? It hurts me more than anyone, but it's evident it's not for me. I wanted this title more than any other, but it wasn't meant to be. Javier Mascherano.
I'm very surprised, no? Because our captain, our leader, was going to leave the team was very difficult.
Jonathan Wilson.
What that miss did was to humanise him. Any doubts people in Argentina had about how much he cared disappeared at that moment. His tears and his obvious anguish, that's when it changes. And suddenly there's this desperation of, we've got to get Messi to winning something.
People were writing odes, saying, I love you just the way you are, I don't need a cup.
On the underground, these messages, Lionel, please come back.
And everyone pleaded to the point that, you know, eventually the entire Football Association rebuilt itself, hired managers that would make sure he was comfortable, and he returned.
Our national colours mean a lot to us. He would not have wanted to stay in history like... He gave up, and he's not a quitter.
Christian Martin, Paris 2016.
First time European champions, kings of Europe, are Portugal.
Cristiano Ronaldo holding the European Cup.
Messi didn't win it for Argentina, while his nemesis, Ronaldo, wins the Euros and is in the top of the world. When everything calms down and sees that Ronaldo keeps succeeding, he cannot deny that that rivalry makes him better.
Xavi says, I'm certain for Cristiano to have Messi and Messi to have Cristiano.
Ronaldo, Messi were actually in the same league, fighting for the same titles, including the individual ones.
A montage of Ronaldo and Messi amassing a host of major football trophies between them. Guillaume Balaguer.
I think in one of the Ballon d'Ors that Ronaldo won, something turned in his stomach and thought, it's going to be me next year.
A superb Ronaldo goal. Xavi says Cristiano even gave him an extra push, to become a better player. Cristiano and Leo probably won't admit it.
Just look at the stats. There'll be a couple of goals from Ronaldo. Messi will score three. There will be three from Messi. Ronaldo will score another hat-trick.
Xavi continues, I'm convinced they used to keep an eye on each other. If you're competitive, you want to be the best. That's human nature. Messi drills a long-range free kick into the top corner for Barcelona.
As they become older and start having kids, one thing that happened is that they recognised that their journey was very similar. Both of them had to leave home at 12, 13. Both of them had to beat a lot of obstacles. In the case of Ronaldo, bullying and jokes about his accent, about his skin, about his looks. And in the case of Messi, he had to battle his chronic shyness to actually have a little bit of a presence off the pitch. Now, there is no friendship, but what there is an admission of recognition of admiration of one to another.
The Kremlin, Russia, World Cup second round 2018.
Mbappe! Mbappe! It is France who've won through to the World Cup quarterfinals.
How could it possibly be that a player that good could go through his entire career and not win a senior trophy? You know, this is somebody who's given so much to the game, who's been so brilliant for so long, and you sort of feel football sort of owes him one.
Messi says, We have another Copa America coming up this year, where we can put our past disappointments behind us. Brazil, fireworks in the night above the stadium.
Suddenly, we were back in Brazil, a few years back after the disappointment of the World Cup, and this was even nicer, because at the Maracanã, it was not the Germans, Brazil. Like it was meant to happen, you know?
Copa America Final 2021. The players for Argentina and Brazil walk out onto the pitch past pyrotechnics. Emiliano Martinez, teammate.
Before, everyone was expecting Messi to do everything, to get the ball, dribble four or five players and score into the top corner. And I think we understood, this young team, how to play for him.
Lionel Scaloni, manager. He's always been a captain on the pitch. When he speaks, everyone listens to him. He says the right things at the right time.
He was like a guy that was meant to be. We were supposed to play in Argentina. They changed the last minute back in Brazil. We've been 40 days away from our families. And he said something about me that I would never forget. Said, Emmy saw his daughter born on FaceTime, you know. He couldn't even give her a cuddle, so let's do it for him. I had butterflies on my tummy when he was saying that, and he nearly made me cry just before the game started.
Argentina lead, thanks to a moment of magic from Angel Di Maria.
The image of his teammates running to him at full time is an image that will always remain in history. The whole team pile on top of Messi, who had dropped to his knees.
Everyone ran to Leo to say, we won it.
Everybody were really happy for him. I hugged him so hard and I said, we did it, you know. I was crying, I'm a very emotional guy. I just grab him in the air, you know, I'm like here, you know, just come here, like my little, like my boy Santi, you know, like, I love the guy, man.
Lionel Scaloni. We met and it was very emotional, knowing what we had lived through and all the talks we had had. He felt that he needed to win it, and it was a great relief. I'm happy for him and for all of us. Messi carries the trophy with his teammates over to some supporters who are in the stands. Then the players sing loudly and jump about.
He won everything, Ballon d'Or, Champions League, and he hugged that cup like he was the baby. He left all the trophies aside just to win this one.
Messi shirtless, cradling the trophy with his teammates around him. A young Messi is asked, what is your dream? To play for Argentina. Lionel Messi is the all-time top goalscorer for Argentina and Barcelona. He has scored over 750 career goals.
You've got to take it in before this guy leaves the pitch for the last time.
Messi's quick feet while dribbling past players as a child and professionally.
No one is like Leo Messi. It's impossible to arrive to that level. It's impossible.
He won 35 trophies at Barcelona, a club record.
That's the legacy, because if he has done it, somebody else will do it at some point. It's possible. But I can tell you that right now it feels impossible.
Xavi says, Messi is a 10. This guy is a 9.2. This one is 8.5. But at 10, this kid has set the bar. There is nothing above that. That's the highest. He has won the Ballon d'Or 7 times, more than any other player.
I don't think we will ever see someone like him again, at least not in my time.
He is widely regarded as the greatest player of all time. Messi, arms raised on the shoulders of his Argentina teammates.